But before we do that, to help us trust, to help us believe, we're going to hear testimony. From time to time, we do something called Kingdom Stories, where we ask a member of the congregation to come up and give testimony to the reality that God is at work. And in my experience, there's nothing that helps me believe that God is who he says he is, that he's trustworthy, than to hear such a testimony. So Stephanie, would you come up and share your kingdom story with us?
Is it working? There we go. All right. Good morning. The new dad, Seth Richardson, in case you haven't heard the big news, we have a new member at St. Andrews, Ruthie. He asked me to come and speak to you about being on mission 24 hours a day. Now, in the first service when I spoke, I introduced my mission, my own mission team, and so I have to acknowledge that, and that would be my husband, Mark, my son, Alex, my mother-in-law, Helen Lacey, and somewhere out there, are you there, Jennifer? Jennifer Bentley is also a part of my, there she is. She's a part of my household as well when she's in the States. They allow me to have the freedom to find the ways that I need to be on mission 24 hours of every day. I have some notes because Shirley Baldwin, if you remember Shirley taught me to, when I was going to be speaking God's word, to be purposeful and to be prepared. Now, Dustin already gave us the sermon, so unfortunately I didn't get to sermonize to you, but I went ahead and made myself some notes, so I'm going to just stick with them so I don't get distracted. The descriptive noun missionary conjures up some sort of picture in each one of our heads, but the true meaning of missionary is just a person called for a specific purpose. And with that definition, each and every person in this room is a missionary. And you need to think of yourself as that. Without a doubt, we've been called to good works for the purpose of glorifying our Lord. I myself find it easier, or I want to say, I like to define things, to put my activities as a member of the church kind of in two different roles. One of them being, I have a duty to you as my brothers and sisters in Christ to have a ministry in this church, to minister to my fellow members of the body of Christ. And so that could be encouragement, it could be acts of service, it could just be my time spent. But it's when I engage somebody who is not yet a member of Christ's family, that is when I'm on mission. And I need to realize that and focus on that. It's much simpler for me to describe like works, the things I'm involved in, the things I do. But when I focus on acts, I miss the heart of God's real commission. Instead, I have to keep in mind that the only things here on earth that have eternal value are people. That is the only thing that does. This world will pass away, but each person is destined for an eternity, whatever that eternity might be. And thus, people are the only thing that have eternal value to God. And to use the parental type of analogy, I like to picture it as a parent. If you've had somebody that's an adult, but is not a family member, who's invested something in your child, advice, money, time, whatever it is, you have received a blessing because you see somebody valuing the thing you love very most. And that's how I see God when we invest ourselves in those prodigal children who he's waiting to come home, the one sheep out of the 100 that he's willing to leave the 99 and go find. When we invest ourselves in somebody that is not a member of Christ's church, we are blessing God's heart. We are addressing and spending our time and investing ourselves in something that he loves most. When I was a teenager, I was subjected to many spiritual gift tests. And so I kind of approached those tools with a little bit of cynicism. But through my human response, God taught me a very specific heart lesson. And that was, I may have natural talents or gifts, and through those I do glorify God, but it is when my gifts or my talents don't match the opportunity that I most glorify him. Paul's a good example. Paul, as a Jewish lawyer, was the perfect missionary to the Jewish people. He spoke their language. He could prove by letter and words why Christ fulfilled the law. But that's not what God called him to. He called him to the Gentiles, the people he didn't even ever spend any time with because it made him unholy. So God had to change his heart, and Paul willingly embraced that with passion. But to me, he's a perfect example of somebody that went outside their comfort zone and became an effective missionary to someone that his gifts and talents maybe didn't really match. His education and experience didn't match that. And I find that happens in my life as well. Got to change my page here. Back to things that have eternal value, people. It's investing in people that I fulfill my call, my commission. I might invest in words, advice, money, acts of mercy. Sometimes that investment is a one-time contact with somebody. And when you have that one-time contact with somebody, that's when you have to be most aware that the mission is in the moment. It's not something you planned for and you've trained for and you've prayed about. It has happened. And how did you respond to that moment? There are other times that are long-term investment in someone that may look like nothing. You may see no fruit. I have two second cousins. They're the children of one of my cousins that since their birth, I have written them. I've only ever seen those children. They're now young adults, three times in their whole life. But I have written them faithfully since they were born. Well, both of them, as teenagers, they lost both their parents. Now, I would have loved to scoop them up and bring them into my home, but that wasn't my place, that wasn't my duty. So I continued what I did. What kind of fruit that's going to bear, I never know. But I know they had a taste of unconditional love. And that's what I was called to do for them. They knew that wherever they were or whatever happened, Stephanie loved them, Stephanie was going to pray for them, and Stephanie was going to send them a piece of snail mail. I'm the only person that does that. So I look at that as, I don't know what kind of fruit that investment brings, but it is worth my time and my stamps to just show them a little piece of what God's unconditional love for them looks like. So I encourage you to embrace the mission of the moment. Whatever that mission may be. And by engaging people, you're storing up treasures in heaven. You don't know what those treasures are, but you are. So it's those that we engage that don't belong to our family that God is waiting for and longing for. And so when we embrace them, even in the moment, we have blessed God's heart. And I can't think of anything better that we could do. So I just encourage you as you go through the week to look for the moments that you can be a missionary right in the spot that you're in.